What's up, prayer watchers? It's Delta, your most humble host for Midnight Prayer Watch Live. And I just wanted to introduce this very, very special episode because this is our Midnight Prayer Watch special edition referred to as Soul Searching. And just to give you a little bit of insight into this special edition, and why is it so special? As most of you know, I have been on a very personal journey to locate my birth mother, whom I have not had any communication with since I was very, very young. And of course, this journey requires me to completely and fully trust in the Lord, the Most High, and in addition to that, endure some trials, some tribulations, and of course, receive tons of revelations. And so I wanted to invite you all, Midnight Prayer Watchers, to this exclusive access to our special edition, Midnight Prayer Watch Soul Searching. I am currently in Asia, Seoul to be exact, looking for some very important pieces to my past. So I am just humbled to be able to come back at you one more again for Midnight Prayer Watch, our special edition, internationally taking the ministry the Lord has blessed us with to another level this season. And so just grateful right now to be in a position where he has really blessed us with the opportunity to be international. And I wanted to just invite anyone that's listening in to just kind of take a pause, because as I've been talking about Midnight Prayer Watch, this is our season to possess. And this season to possess, we just heard from Holy Spirit over the last week that there is a lot of preparation that has to go into play before possession can take place. But are you in right position? Have you been doing the work to be able to possess when it's time? Have you been allowing God to refine you, to go through the pressure, the pressing, the place that's not comfortable in order to produce the things that he wants you to produce so that you may possess those good things, those blessings, that favor that he has stored up for you, for all of us? And so I just wanted to invite anyone that's in a season where they're feeling like there's something that they need to do. You may not know what that something is. You may not know how to go about doing that thing. And as I was doing some studying this morning and just, you know, first of all, just thanking the Lord for being able to wake up and see this new environment, this new thing that he's been doing in our Midnight Prayer Watch ministry and me specifically. And during this time where I was in prayer with him and just in study, I was in Ecclesiastes this morning, and I just wanted to share with you all something that hit me differently. I'm not sure. Ecclesiastes is not really one of those books that seems to be very popular. I don't know. It's not really popping like, I don't know, Matthew, where the Beatitudes are, or even Psalms. Like, we hear that a lot. Proverbs about wisdom. But Ecclesiastes don't get a lot of burn. Like, you know, Solomon wrote a lot in I don't know what it is about Ecclesiastes. Y'all let me know. But I'm doing the study in Ecclesiastes this morning, and I want you to kind of hear what I heard from Holy Spirit. Maybe something that he has for you that may hit you differently, because I never knew the terminology of chasing the wind. I never knew where that really lied and what that really meant. And then, you know, I got that revelation today. And as it relates to the journey that I'm on, you know, this particular talk is titled Soul Searching. And it really kind of put things in perspective for me. And so as we get ready to just allow anybody that wants to come on and chat with me, chat with us at Midnight Prayer Watch about what your season has been like. If you're in a season of soul searching, are you in a place where you feel the refining fire and you're like, what is going on, Jesus? And it may be a place where you feel like it's uncomfortable. Maybe a place where you feel like you are just not even like about it. Like, God, can this stop? Can we stop this? Can you help me? Can you deliver me? You know, it's okay. This is just all of us going through life. And this is why I want to go into Ecclesiastes today, because like I said, this concept or precept of chasing the wind is something that I felt like, you know, Holy Spirit's put on my heart to share. And so wherever you are at in the world, it is morning where I am at. What time is it where you are at? And if you're open and available, come on live and just open up dialogue discussion about your season. Or if you have a prayer request, we're happy to pray with you. We're happy to uplift and stand in agreement with anything that you want to seek some community and approaching the throne room together. So I'm going to, I have one guest waiting. Let's see if we can bring them online. Gazala, is it?
Yes, yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Gazala. How are you?
Good, good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, okay. Yes. So it's probably evening time in Florida, right?
Okay. 9:40.
I got you. Yeah, I'm over here in Seoul, South Korea, so it's morning time over
Korea.
Here.
Korea, wow. Yes. All the way over there. I didn't know it's all around the world.
yes. We're on the other side for now, our special edition. But thank you for joining me. Is there anything that you'd like to share that was on your heart about what we've been discussing today?
I really need a prayer. And, you know, I'm overwhelmed with my family problems that I'm going through. So I need all the prayers I could get today. You know, I feel like crying and stuff.
Oh, no.
Don't know what to do.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Gazala. What is it exactly that is on your heart that we can pray with you for?
I have an ex-husband who has a business that I'm working with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's very verbally abusive and, you know, he doesn't treat me that nice. And I have to work with him because of my son, and for my son and him, because he doesn't have people working for him. So when I go and work for him, he, you know, snaps at every little thing that I do, and it makes me feel very upset, you know. The whole day goes bad because he said something and did something or screamed at me or yelled at me, you know, things like that. So I want to get away from this, but because they don't have anybody to work there, you know, I feel like, you know, I should help them, you know. But when I get that abusive language and abusive behavior that I feel like, you know, running away somewhere that I don't want to be here. I was asking God, please, you know, show me the way, because I can't do it. Please, God, you do it for me, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. And my son, he does drugs. So he comes 2 days, 2 days he's gone. And then another 2 days he comes, then his father yells at him, then he goes and does it again. So it's been going on and on and on, you know. I was married with him for 30 years now. I divorced him like 6 years now. So still, I'm in same abusive relationship, kind of, you know.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Think of moving, then, you know, I went and opened my own business. He made me close it, and I went away to work somewhere. I started my own cleaning business. He made me close that to come and help him. You know, every time I try to get away from him, he gets in a jam because they start stealing or something happens at work. Then they beg me, oh, we'll be good, please come back. Then I go back to help them, and then same things happens, and then I cry and I leave from there, you know. And I am insane, like a, you know, like a tornado, you know. So,
well, first, Ghazal, I just want to thank you for how brave you are today in sharing what's been on your heart. I can definitely sense that you are feeling, you know, like so much pain with this relationship. And, you know, I just want you to take a couple of seconds right now. And before we get into prayer, let's take a few deep breaths, because the word talks about how Holy Spirit is literally breath. It's literally us breathing in his breath of life that he gives us. And I want you to just invite him into your lungs right now. Invite him into your body right now to allow him to take on that burden and take that away from you, because that's not your lot. That's not what the Lord has ordained for you. And you have already been so brave to share what you've been experiencing. And with that same bravery, the Lord knows your heart. He knows what you desire. And he knows that you want to be set free from this trauma that you're experiencing with your ex-husband.
Yes.
So take three very deep breaths for me. And I want you to do that in your mind. Just imagine Holy Spirit coming and filling your lungs. There you go. Oh, Babarishi Tandaroroso. Oh, Father, we just come to you right now, uplifting your daughter, Ghazala. Lord, we know you know her situation. Father, we know that you are hurting because of her hurt, because you did not create her to be abused. You did not create her to be used. And you did not create her to live a life in oppression to anyone. You gave us your son so that we may be set free. Oh Lord, you gave us your son in exchange for our sins so that we would not have to deal with oppression, so that we would not be in bondage to the sin of law and death. Oh Lord, you said in your word that whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. And we know you're right now not liking this situation, not pleased at all by Ghazala's ex-husband. And so we ask you, Father God, we ask you right now to just send a fresh anointing down on Ghazala, Lord. Oh, fall fresh on her right now, Holy Spirit, as you fill her lungs with your breath of life. We ask you right now to just touch her. Touch her mind. Touch her body. Fill her spirit with all of the fruits, Lord, that you've given to her and granted her. Oh, Father, you said that there are going to be trials. There are going to be tests. There are going to be tribulations that we will face. But we thank you, Father, that you have preserved Ghazala for such a time as this. And so we rejoice, Father God, even through in the midst of those trials, that you are still going to complete the work that you started inside of her. Oh, Father, our heart turns towards you and the fact that you are calling us to more this season, that you have said that you want us to be completely committed to you, to be completely sold out to what you are calling us to. There is a chastening happening in the spirit, Lord. And so right now, I just declare and decree that Ghazala is feeling that bravery that took her to come on Wisdom and to share her testimony. That same bravery right now is raising up a lion inside of her that will not stand for any abuse, that will not stand for any oppression from oppressors that are no longer in position to oppress her. Lord, we declare and decree right now that that lion is rising up and Ghazala will take her authority in you, Christ Jesus, and exercise it over the enemy, because we know that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And so right now, Lord, we ask you to reveal to Ghazala the first step that she must take in order to no longer be in captivity, Father. We ask you right now to reveal to her the helper that you've sent her way to help her through this trial and this time, where she does not need to be subject to her son or to her ex-husband, but that you have given her a smooth path. As you said in your word, you turn all crooked paths straight, Father God, and you turn the enemy upside down. And so right now, we know, Lord, that her husband is operating not out of his flesh, but that spirit, Lord. And so we ask right now, Father God, as we declare and decree your divine protection over her, we ask right now for forgiveness. Oh, Father, because we bless those that curse us. And we pray for those that spitefully use and abuse us. So right now, we pray for that husband, that ex-husband that is not doing right by the wife that you gave him the steward over. We ask, Lord, that you forgive him. Oh, Father, we ask that you shake him up in the spirit and forgive him right now so that he understands that it is not by his might, it's not by his power, but it's by your spirit. And you are the Lord of Lords, the Lord of hosts. And Father, who are we to even be able to come to you, Lord? We are just dust. And so we ask, Father, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, that you would intercede and intercept every evil plot, plan, ploy, or scheme that the enemy is trying to send after Ghazala after her mind, after her spirit, even after her body, Father God. Intercept it right now. Dismantle it in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And we declare and decree right now the enemy is being scattered, that you're loosing confusion into the camp of the enemy. And that even now the swords that the enemy had turned towards her are being turned on each other. Just as in the days of Gideon, Father God, we declare and decree in your name, Father God, that there is a new thing you are doing inside of Gazala, and her freedom is only in the palm of her hands because you gave it to her, Father. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise and honor you. And it's in your precious, matchless name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Father, we are standing in agreement with you. And we know that the Lord is stirring up right now because he is not having any of that in any of our lives at all. Yeah. Okay, so continue to hold fast to the things that he has promised to you. Remember that it is a spiritual battle. But you also have the authority to get out. He gave you that authority, that power inside of you, that courage that you had to even share today. It's already there, Gazala. Just exercise it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I feel so much lighter now. The burden feels like it lifted it up, you know.
Yes, I'm so
my
glad
chest was feeling heavy and my head was feeling like 100 pounds of weight was on my head. Now I feel lighter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Well, Gazala, continue to stay connected with us. We'd love to continue to pray with you if you have anything else. Yes. And Midnight Prayer Watch, it is an online prayer ministry. So feel free to look at our Facebook page or even our LinkedIn to stay connected with us, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Take care of yourself. God bless you.
Bye. God bless you.
Oh, Father, we just thank you so much for already stirring up the atmospheres. We know that even now that you are doing a work that we cannot see, Father God. Oof. Lord, I just thank you. Even as your Holy Spirit was touching Gazala right now, Father, it's not by our might. It's not by our power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord. So we ask that you send your Spirit not just down on those that are seeking after you, but those that are turning away from you, Father. Oh, Lord, send a shaking in the Spirit, even for those that are in rebellion, those that are turning their hearts from you, those hearts that have become hard, Father, we ask for your mercy. Oh, Father, we know that you are a merciful Father and that your Spirit is gentle and lowly. Oh, Father, we were created after your own image, Lord, but we ask you right now to just have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Lord. We know that we are only approved by you, but that in our dirtiest, most sinful nature, you still loved us to save us, giving your Son to die on the cross so that we would have a reconciliation back to you. And Lord, we can only just thank you. And we declare and decree that our faith is being exercised right now, that even as we face these things in the earthly tense, that we know that in our spiritual realm, that there is so much that is in store for us, Lord. Help us to extend our faith, to not put any limits, not put any boundaries, Lord, on all of the power that you have. Father, you are limitless. You are boundaryless. There is no border that can box you in, Lord. Even from Seoul, South Korea, we prayed for our sister that was in Florida in the United States, and your spirit fell down. Oh, Father, we just ask right now for extension of faith in the spirit and the body to remember just how big you are, that your love, that your power, your authority, your sovereignty cannot even be comprehended by us. Oh, Father, help us to remember that you created everything. You created the heavens and the earth. You created all creatures, creation. You created us. Everything that is living was created by you. You even created the angels. Everything is subject to you. All spirits are subject to you. Everything has to be approved by you. Nothing happens without your knowledge, Lord. But we know you are a righteous judge. And we know that there are things we have to go through in order for us to get to the finish line, which is to be with you. Father, help us to relinquish these worldly expectations. Help us to relinquish these things that are on our hearts that we are just conditioned to desire because we're flesh. Oh, Lord, crucify our flesh right now. Help us to come alive in the spirit to know the things that we don't know and desire after the things that you have put there, not the things that we have just been programmed to see, to do, to act. Oh, Father, it's not easy, but Abba, we know that not in our strength, but in Yahushua are we able to do all things. And so we ask for that Yahushua strength right now in this season to possess that Yahushua strength that puts one foot in front of the other and brings us to a place we never thought we would be, Lord. Help us to not feel as if the dreams that you have given us are unrealistic, because we think they're too big. But those dreams, Lord, that you have given us, let us not hamper or hinder your power just because our fleshly minds can't understand it. Father, we feel you just shaking up this spiritual atmosphere. And I just invite you in, Lord, to just take hold of hearts this season. Oh, Father, we invite you to have your way in us. Have your way around us. Have your way through us so that others may be able to see you in us. Thank you, Abba. Oh, we love you, Father. We praise you. We honor your matchless name. Oh, you are worthy to be praised. Marvelous are your works. Your greatness is unsearchable. Wonderful is your name. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. It's in your precious name we pray all things, Yahushua, Jesus. Amen. Oh. So, you all, my heart is really just felt like Holy Spirit was really moving when we were talking to Ghazala just now. I feel like there is someone else out there that may also be just dealing with something heavy. And it really is about what the Lord has been telling me, that I've been trying to do a better job, and it's just open up your mouth. You know, the world conditions us to not say what we feel, to put on a face, to just act like everything is cool, everything is okay, when really we are broken inside, or we are suffering silently, where you have to just act like, you know, you're still super mom, or act like you are still the world's best wife. And even when you have to act like, you know, you are number one dad of the year, and you may be struggling, like for real, struggling. And Holy Spirit's just saying, like, it's okay. That this is the time to be real about those things, not to be fake, not to put on the face, or what the world says, fake it till you make it, because you keep faking it till you making it, you're not going to make it nowhere, because you're just going to be in the same position. How are you going to be able to deal with these things? How are we going to be able to heal from wounds if we're faking as if these wounds don't exist? Don't we want healing? Don't we want to be healed today? Don't we want to receive a full restoration of what the Lord has called us to operate fully in who He's designed us to be? How can we do that? How can we walk in that if we are not honest about our wounds? If we are putting our wounds on the shelf and only dealing with them when we have a couple minutes, you know, because our schedules are so busy and we have to go to work and we have to take care of children and we have to get to after school activities, or we have different ministries that we have to run. You know, I mean, there's so many excuses that we can give ourselves. And the next thing you know, years and years have went by. Months and months have went by. And now that fake it till you make it has become old hat lifestyle. And you don't even know what you feel anymore. And I'm just speaking from a personal perspective, y'all. Like, you don't even know that you are hurting. You don't even know that you are broken. You don't even realize that you have become a shell of you just to protect yourself from that wound. And there is a process in trauma healing, yes, that comes with putting things to the side so your brain doesn't go through a traumatic experience. I understand that. What I'm referring to is, are you putting to the side forever? It can't be forever, y'all. And so if there's anyone that wants to just go to the Lord right now, that is feeling that tugging in your heart, I invite you to join us for the special edition of Midnight Prayer Watch. I am in Seoul, South Korea right now because of all of that breaking that the Lord has been doing in my heart. I mean, I would have never thought. This is the other day I was on my face, literally crying my whole eyes out. Like, it was not a pretty sight. But I did not care, because I was just on the floor, just, God, how can you be this good? After all I've done, after all I've been through, after how many times I have forsaken you, after how many times I've been living in sin, and I'm talking about living in sin, and I'm over here like, Lord, you still walking with me? How? And it is literally His mercy and His grace that brings us through. It's not impossible. It's not. But it does take you to first understand that you need Him. and start walking that out. It's not an easy process, y'all. I just want to tell you. It is not easy, but guess what? It can be done. It can be. There's so many accounts of it. But no, we don't know a lot about that because everything that's shoved in our face is celebrity, is entertainers and athletes and the glamorous lives that, you know, don't showcase the hurt, the pain, the shame, the traumatic experiences, the grief, the loss. It doesn't show us that part, right? Normally, you just seem to be being shown that you live a good life, you do good, then good things will happen to you. How many of us out here have been sipping that Kool-Aid for quite some time? I'm raising my hand because I am included. I am. How many of us out here are like, yes, that is exactly how we feel. Why is social media so popular? Because we really do want to see that ideal lifestyle that we're like, why am I not? Why is that not for me? Why am I not doing that? Why my best life don't look like that? And it is, again, another way that the enemy can use that perception that's built by looking at somebody else's life and comparing it to your own. And then you're like, huh, guess that's not ever going to be me. Or what can I do? Or why am I not worthy? Or why don't I have that? Or you start doing things that goes against who you are because you were just imitating what's in front of you. And I'm getting a little bit off subject, but I'm going to try to circle this back to just being in a position to walk into this season to possess has to do with you being honest with yourself first. Did that click for y'all? did that bring it back full circle? I hope it did. But you have to be honest. And so many of the pretenses in society dictates to us that we can't be honest, that there's a level of you've got to engage in this way, in this environment, around these type of people, and you've got to learn how to walk like this, or learn how to talk like this, learn the customs of this culture or these people, because you don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to upset anyone. You don't want to seem like you stand out. There is actually a way of living in the Japanese culture, and the way that they characterize this, which is I would love to hear somebody's perspective on this, but the way that they say that they want you to be mindful of how you operate in society, and so social norms and being in community and things like that is a very big deal in Japan and a lot of Asian cultures like that, actually. But the proverb or the phrase they say is that a nail that sticks out will get hammered down. Ugh. Oh my. A nail that sticks out will get hammered down. What in the world? Does that not feel like get in line? Does that not feel like you can't be set apart? Oh, but are we not called a set apart people? Did he not say come out from among them? Hello, somebody. So are we in this position today that we are choosing to, dare I say, conform? Because we don't want to stick out. We're afraid to stand out. Sometimes we don't know if we have what it takes to stick out. And I just want to encourage you all that we have to remember this verse. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. To not be conformed to this age. I'm in KJV. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of Yah. And so in order for us to not be conformed to the world, it says we have to transform by what? Renewing our minds. And one of the basic things that we learn, even at an early school age, is that whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we smell, you know, think about our senses, whatever we touch, those are the things that create thoughts in our mind, that give us something to shape how we think about things, right? Reading, writing, watching, touching, smelling, all these things are a compilation of how we experience life, or how we engage, how we're exposed to this world that we are living in. And so if we are seeking to not be conformed to this world or this age, we have to renew those things. Is anybody catching this? We have to renew what is in our mind in order for us to discern what the perfect will of Yah is. So renewing is not just putting the same thing back in there, because that ain't new, that's old. But renewing and reviewing things that are in the world, whether we see it, whether we watch it, listen to it, whatever we absorb it through our gates with, that comes with us replenishing. So we cannot just operate off of things that we have been doing. There is going to be a continual new thing that we should be seeking to understand, either by reading, by writing, by listening, by watching, by experiencing through touch and feel and smelling our senses. And this is where I encourage you all, is like my main goal during my soul searching in South Korea is to make sure that I am fully committing to this walk with Yah, not doing it out of my own flesh, not because I have a lot of wounds from not having a birth mother for a long time in my life. She left when I was 2. And as a young adult going into middle age now, it's like I don't want to get to a point where now, you know, Abba has brought me here and to a place I never thought I'd be, or, you know, just is like I'm like, I had a little bit of a moment when I got here. It was like, I am in Korea. I really had this moment with him, was like, what? I'm just in awe, because I never, ever thought he would bring me here. But my goal here is what I've been telling myself and talking to him about, is don't let me get to this place where I feel like I have arrived because I never thought I'd be here. And then I start to try to do it on my own. And I'm like, trying to, you know, like encourage myself, like, okay, I'm holding myself accountable. Delta, are you asking for wisdom, Or are you operating out of what you think is right to do? Like, did you confirm with Holy Spirit that this is what you should be focused on? And that's really where the journey has begun for me in this soul searching, is how my relationship with the Lord has brought me to this point, but that I still need Him to continue my relationship with Him, because me doing what I did before and fasting and continued sanctification and just complete just obedience and submission to Him, yes, it is an expectation He has of me, but I cannot just hang my hat on what I did yesterday. We can't do that to ourselves. And we definitely can't do that to Him, because you know what He deserves. Do you know that He deserves? He purchased your life. He purchased my life at a cost we don't even understand. And so times are tough for a lot of us. And there's things that we endure silently. And there's things that we have gone through that we don't want to go back down that memory lane. I get it. Trust me, I get it. There are things that we have buried, we have even repressed in our memory, because just thinking about it takes us to a place we never want to feel again. He knows it though. Abba knows exactly what you are experiencing, what you're feeling, the hurt that you felt, the pain that He knows that you will go through. If you try to just dig up those things, He knows. Now, He is waiting for you to take the first step, because He wants to restore you from that hurt. He wants to heal you from that pain. He wants you to be whole again. Because that's why He purchased our lives. Not for us to be half people walking around here, living half lives, half full. And He's like, oh, there's so much more I want to do for you. That's not what he did not say. My son is going on the cross and he's going to die for you to have a life that is a meh life. No. Does that even make sense? I mean, we can understand that, right? In our own logical explanation. Although the Lord works in the illogical and the irrational, the things we don't understand as well. But that we can understand, guys. Like, come on. So I just want you to just sit in this moment right now. I know Holy Spirit is touching somebody's heart, and He wants to hold your hand through this. Because trust me, the reason why we have put this on the shelf, the reason why you may have repressed that memory or that feeling, is because it feels like it's too much. How can you do it? How could you handle it on your own? It's too much. How could you get in this position of, I need to get free from this, but I don't even know where to begin? And that is exactly why His hand is outstretched to you right now. Because you cannot do it out of your own strength. You cannot. We cannot. We were just talking to Ghazala earlier, who came on and shared her testimony. And specifically, we are declaring the strength of Yeshua in the spirit to start taking hold, because it's not by our might or our power, but it's by His Spirit that we are able to do all things in Yeshua's name. That's what it is. And so if you are starting to feel that tugging, right now I declare and decree that the enemy cannot come in and try to sell you that lie that is too much. Because through Yeshua, you are able to do all things. And through what He says in His word, that in our weakness, His strength is made perfect. How many times did He tell Paul, like, listen, if you were able to do cast out demons and devils in my name and just do this and all of this stuff that's taking place, and I remove this thorn out of your side, you would be out here in these streets having a whole statue and having people worship you. And what Paul said, he said, I get it. Paul said, yes, you know me so well, Lord. I understand. That is why this thorn in my side cannot be removed, because I need you. And I need to remember that it's not me. It's not me that heals myself. It's not me that takes me from glory to glory. It's not me that died on the cross for my own sins. It's not me. So we have to be honest this season. And I just know that if you are in that place where you may be just feeling at your wit's end, feeling as if there's, what else can you do but to just push it down or repress it? I declare and decree right now that there is freedom. There is a freedom that the Lord has said is your lot in life. And so we declare that freedom right now over your heart. We declare that freedom right now over your mind. We declare that freedom right now over your body. In Yahushua's name, we declare. And if you are right now listening in, and you are maybe you're feeling that moment where you know there's something you need to do, I just, Holy Spirit, take hold. I ask you to put your hands up, both your hands up right now. Put both your hands up right now in submission to Yahushua, and ask Holy Spirit to start doing the heart work. H-E-A-R-T, the heart work. But you have to first submit. It's not going to be an easy process. There's stuff that comes up, because it's that bad stuff's got to come out. We just talked about renewing your mind. That old stuff got to go for new stuff to come in. You can't put a renewal in place until you take out the old. You are excavating. You got to do some excavation. And at that site where it's hard, at that site in your heart where it is, it might be a dirty, dusty old place that you haven't been to in a while. It's got to come out before the new can go in. And so I encourage you to know that you have the tools. You have the equipment. You are brave enough to do this. And that there is so much joy on the other side. A joy unspeakable. And I can definitely just attest to the fact that it's unspeakable. And so I want you all to really just marinate on that. Holy Spirit is moving across waters. There are no boundaries. How many times do I have to say this? There are no boundaries. There are no borders. There are no limits. The Lord is limitless and His Spirit abounds. Invite Him in because He wants to do that new thing inside of you. And I just want to leave you all with Ecclesiastes. This is my study this morning. This is something that I've heard about chasing the wind. I don't know if anybody's heard this terminology before, this precept. And I was doing a study in Ecclesiastes and I was like, oh, this is what that means. Has anybody ever been in the Word and then you just got that revelation? Like, I've been hearing this for a while and I had no idea exactly what that means. It was pretty deep. And so I just want to give you all a verse here and a couple of thoughts that I had revealed to me about chasing the wind and understanding, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And how does that relate to us today as we are on our journeys? And this is the season to possess. How many times am I going to say this to us? This is the season to possess, Holy Spirit is saying. And the possession is right in front of us. But are we in position? Have we been preparing? Have we been refining? Have we been going through the refiner fire in order to be able to see and receive those things that have been stored up for us? And so as we think about that in Ecclesiastes, starting in chapter 2, verse 15, we've got Solomon continuing to give us some more of his wisdom. Ecclesiastes, as I said earlier, is not one of those books that you hear a lot about. Well, I would say from my perspective, I hear about Matthew all the time and the Beatitudes and Psalms because, you know, David was pouring his heart out in the Psalms and there's some really good encouraging words in there for us, especially when we're going through spiritual warfare. And of course, Proverbs is another one that Solomon wrote. And, you know, there's some revelations. Yeah, Ecclesiastes, not so much, but they're doing a study here. And it's a lot of good meat in here. I don't know about how y'all feel about this, but if you have not been in Ecclesiastes or done a study in Ecclesiastes, I would encourage you to maybe do a little bit of Bible study here. So starting again, chapter 2, verse 15, I'm in KJV. So I said to myself, what happens to the fool will also happen to me. Why then have I been overly wise? And I said to myself that this is also futile. For just like the fool, there is no lasting remembrance of the wise man, since in the days to come, both will be forgotten. How is it that the wise man dies just like the fool? Therefore, I hated life because the work that was done under the sun was distressing to me, for everything is futile and a pursuit of the wind. Ooh. So he goes on in the rest of this chapter to continue to kind of break down chasing after the wind and the pursuit of the wind. And that was really one of the things that I started to feel like Holy Spirit was telling me in my pursuit today of trying to find my birth mother. I'm in the other side of the world from where I just was at not a month ago. And as I was doing the study this morning and thinking about what Solomon was telling us, I really started to feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that we chase after. There's a lot of things that we desire. Things that we commit to. And sometimes we do it out of the desires that we have to accomplish something, to maybe come back with some type of certificate or some sense of self-worth or value. Sometimes we do it to pass it on to those that will come after us. But Solomon was saying in this scripture that even though he is wise and he's living out his days as a wise man, he still comes to the same end as someone that's a fool. I was like, dang, that is pretty deep. So then he goes on to say that there is no lasting memory of the wise man, because both him and the fool will be forgotten. It's like everything that we're doing today, everything that we're pursuing, all of the work that we're hoping to have produce an outcome or a result, what happens to that once we die, once we return back to the dust? What happens to that? What is all that for? And then he was talking about chasing after the wind or pursuit of the wind, because he was, from what I was gathering, discussing how everything we're doing gets us to the same result, regardless of the type of life that we live. So is it about doing that thing and getting the result? But knowing that, well, even if I didn't do that, I still will end up like the fool who lived his life not wise. And it was kind of, I don't know if it was a little confusing to me at first, but then I kept reading on. And so this is one of the things that I would ask, if you come back for the next Soul Searching edition, to just do a little bit of study here, because one of the things that Holy Spirit revealed to me about this is just the condition of my heart while I'm doing something. Is that, are you doing this for likes? Are you doing this for looks? Are you doing this because you want others to approve of you, or you want your kids or the generations that come after that to say, oh, my grandparent really set me up, when they may not do anything or whatever it is that you are working so hard to produce for them and their legacy, that they could just throw it all away and you would be dead? And what could you do about that? So Holy Spirit was just telling me, like, do you really know the condition of your heart when you're pursuing these things? And is that condition chasing after the wind, or what they call, when I read the NKJV version, is pursuit of vanity? It's a lot of vanity out here. Because we want others to see us doing things, or we want our family members, our loved ones, our spouses, our friends to envy us, or say, oh, you know, I wish I could do this, or, oh, you know, you're working really hard, you're a good person. Is that what we're doing it for? Are we truly, truly seeking after what the Lord has called the desires he's placed in our hearts? And so I ask you all to just think about what we have been discussing during this Soul Searching edition. And it goes back to you being real, real for real with yourself. Because all of these things, all this refining, this process, this pruning, those things cannot take place until you're honest The Lord knows. And he'll continue to know. He's looking for you to be humble enough to confess it to yourself and to him. And then the real hard work can start. H-E-A-R-T. All right. So I'm going to pray us out. And I encourage you to do a little bit of that study in Ecclesiastes. Like I said, not a very well-known book, not a very well, let's say, taught book, but a lot of good meat, and I'm just getting into it, y'all. That's there for us. All right, so Lord, I just thank you for this time that you have allowed us to get into your word. Thank you for washing us in your word, Holy Spirit. Father, we know that it is living water for us, and it is giving us a refreshing that we couldn't even get out of any natural thing here. I just pray right now for those people that raised their hands and invited you into their heart, Lord. Oh, I pray right now for those people that are even now still talking with you, still crying out to you, that you would do a special heart surgery right now to reveal to them the hardness in their heart, to reveal to them the hurt, and start to partner with them in the healing, Lord. We declare and decree Jehovah Rapha healing in the spirit is taking hold in, and that those people that are seeking after you and searching for you with all their heart. Oh, Lord, with all their heart, they are seeking you first, that you are meeting them and their needs, because you've said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added into us. We thank you, Lord, that you are not a respecter of persons, so it does not matter what credit score, it does not matter what car you drive. It does not matter what country you live in or what the condition of the house is that you lay your head. But you are our God, Almighty, sovereign in all things. We thank you that you hear all of us the same. And I ask you, Lord, to just touch our hearts this season, soften those areas that have become hardened, because we don't know that the conditioning of this world was trying to conform us and not transform us. Lord, help us to renew our minds this season. Help us to be in the right position so that we are prepared for that season to possess that you have stored up for us, Lord. I declare and decree all of these things in the precious name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Prayer watchers, we have come to the most important part of this episode. If you are listening and are not 100% sure if you will spend eternity with God, and feel Holy Spirit tugging your heart to make sure of that answer today, then we encourage you to pray this prayer with us. We want you to be 100% sure of your salvation. So the prayer goes like this. God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that you sent your son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins. And he was raised from the grave and is alive right now and is coming again. I confess you, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Oh, if you just prayed that prayer, we are rejoicing with the angels in heaven and are so excited that your name is now written into the Lamb's Book of Life. What's up, prayer watchers? It's Delta again. Thank you for listening to part one of this episode. Don't forget to tune in to part two next week, as we encourage you to follow us and click the bell to notify you when the next Midnight Prayer Watch episode is available to listen to. You can also find us on all podcast platforms. And as always, I want you to make sure that you stay up, stay alert, and stay washed in the Word. We'll see you next week.